You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm a little annoyed with Ken Carmen as we get closer and closer to NBA basketball in the Cavs season. Why I'm disappointed in what Ken had to say.
I don't like telling you the truth, but it had to be told. A little bit of Cavs and a story about my neighbor and a Mercury Topaz. It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hey, Tone.
What's going on, Kenny? Great to be with you.
Great to be with you. I will tell the story of the Mercury Topaz in moments. However, big question, regular season, Cavaliers, go.
I'm excited. I've gotten to that point.
Are you actually excited?
Yeah, I am.
I think you might be feigning excitement.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me how I'm feeling.
I think that you are afraid that we will be talking about the Cavaliers in the regular season and people will not care because of how this last season has just ended. I think you are feigning excitement right now. I hope that you're wrong. I hope that people are excited, but I think it's going to take a negative tone very quickly, Tone. I think that people are constantly going to be asking the questions of whether or not this team can win a championship with Donovan Mitchell, and it's going to be old for you than me very quickly. I think that you're going to hear a lot of negativity, a lot of the questions of the team will come off negativity. It will not be the fun atmosphere it's been for the last couple of years.
I think as a human, I'm capable of doing multiple things at the same time.
Sure, so you are.
I believe that I'm capable of not only watching and loving basketball, because as I've said for years, there is no better overall value as a sports fan than going to a Cavs game, way above going to a Browns game, way even of going to a Guardians game. When you go to a Cavs game, basically, if you're like 25 years old, your entire life, when you go to a Cavs game, you get a pep rally, you most likely get a win, you get superstar play, and then you go home happy. That is a Cavs fan 25 years and under.
Yeah.
And that's not gonna expire this year. That's going to continue. It's going to be awesome to be a Cavs fan. And then I'm also capable of going, how do they stack up? How do they stack up today against the Knicks? How do they stack up against maybe the Atlanta Hawks? How do they stack up against Milwaukee? Doesn't seem like Boston's going to be in the picture, which eliminates one of the teams that we thought was ahead of them.
Yeah.
So the Pacers are out of the picture, so that eliminates one of the teams that are ahead of them. So I think if you're not having fun doing that, then I question why even bother being a sports fan in 2025.
I don't know how you have to say why even bother being a sports fan in 2025. I think that they are sports fans in 2025. I just flat out believe that a lot of people are going to be, again, the questions are just going to come off negative. They're going to come off negative to what people think that this football team, or see, here I am. This basketball team is going to be. And I think you're going to get a lot of, there's going to be games, and I think we're only going to come away from it negatively. So if they go out there, even without Darius Garland in night one against the New York Knicks, I think people are, if they go and they lose, I think you're going to get a lot of reaction. I think it's going to be a lot like LeBron before the championship in 2016. A lot of negativity. There was a lot of like ho hum, and people knew they were seeing something great every night, but it was ho hum. This is what they're supposed to do. And I remember a couple of times because I would get reactions in the morning with you, and it was always like, oh my God, I can't believe they lost to the Hawks, because the Hawks were good. And there were people who were upset about that. Or losing to the Hawks. Like, we never got how great of a game it was. It was always after the bad performances. And I think it's going to be this way for the Cavs. And I think you and a lot of people, a lot of Cavs first fans, are going to be very, very, very annoyed by that. Very annoyed by that. Because you want to be able to recognize greatness. And what you're seeing in Cavs aspects are greatness. Now, I mean all time. It's not all time. But in Cavs history, it's greatness. You want to be able to respect that, but the human element is going to want more. It's in our nature, especially as Americans, growing up in capitalism, we want more. You experience some success. It's never enough success. You want more. And as a sports fan where it's not your money and it's not your entire life, you definitely want more.
Well, I've asked this question because I feel like that's the sentiment in all of baseball right now, where unless you're a fan of like, the Brewers, every team seems miserable with their, every team's fan base seems miserable with how their team is doing. I don't think that'll be the case with the Cavs fans that go to the games.
I hope you're right.
That sit and watch every night. I think they are going to absolutely love, and they're going to fall in love again. And, you know, yeah, because of what I do for a living, I'm going to be looking at what does this mean for Eastern Conference playoffs. Is this team going to get over that hump? Are we going to see a different version of Darius Garland than we've ever seen in the playoffs? All that is true, but I think the average fan, I think they're going to tune into the Cavs on a nightly basis, expect to win, watch them win, and then turn the TV off before they go to bed and go, I'm glad I watched that. That was awesome. It's so much fun watching the Cavs.
Oh, the ratings
play.
Will be high. I think you'll have plenty of people. I don't think anybody's tuning out, but the reaction you're going to get is not going to be what you want. Everybody's going to watch. Everybody still watches great football teams that haven't won a championship and everything. It's just they're not going to react the way you want it to react. It's, you know, before we've been having, is this, you know, can Evan do this? Can Evan do that? Some of it has been negative, I got to admit, even this last year. But where does this sit on all-time great Cavs teams? Is Donovan a one percenter?
Isn't that fun? Aren't those fun conversations to have?
I tell you what, I think you roll your eyes. I thought it was a fun conversation to have. Is this more fun than the LeBron Cavs? Because there were so many different tentacles to it.
Well, we just asked that every year.
We asked it 2 years in a row. You're not going to get that question this year. This is not going to happen. Because now the question is, well, if they win a championship, it might be more fun than the LeBron Cavs, but we can't have that conversation. Because I don't think anybody felt like they were entitled to a championship the way they did about LeBron. I don't think that people feel as confident with this team as they did about LeBron. And rightfully so, because at that time LeBron was in his prime and was the player of the generation, maybe all time.
Are you speaking to it's just better, and I've had this belief before, are you speaking to it's just better to have no expectations for a team?
No, it's not better to have no expectations. But when you
so what? What's the negative? Why does
I
it seem
just
like
gave
the,
it to you.
There's
you're
a negative.
Gonna, you're
going
to be annoyed by the conversation.
Well,
you're going to be annoyed.
I am annoyed already by this conversation
because I'm telling you what's
you're
coming.
You're trying to deprive me of fun for a team that's going to be so much fun this year. They're going to be so much fun. They are going to kick ass. Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell is going to again be a top player in the league. Evan Mobley's ascension is continuing. If Darius stays healthy and could just not get mired in a slump and have anything bad happen to him, then I think we could be talking about a real fun team that If you're going into this season with the negative slant that I'm hearing from you,
I'm not trying to be negative. I'm telling you what people are saying.
Maybe sports isn't for you.
Oh, it's not for me.
Maybe sports isn't for me now. Maybe it almost seems like
it always turns into sports isn't for you. Almost, do you notice how those arguments go with
him? It almost seems
like
you would rather go into a Brown season after a 3 or 4 win season because you can have no expectations and then it's all gravy and we could yell Super Bowl Browns at every week if we keep it close.
So this is what's going to happen, and Owen knows this because I'm looking right at him and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to play incredibly well. They're going to have win streaks. And then people are not going to call in when we go to talk about the Browns. You're going to get frustrated, or the Cavs. You're going to get frustrated and annoyed that nobody calls in when we talk about the Cavs. And then you're going to say, are we a real sports city? I guess we're not a real sports city. And you're going to call out the fans for not calling in about the Cavs and how well they're doing. That's how this is going to
difference.
Go. You can get mad at me all you want. I don't give a damn. I'm just telling you right now.
I mean, the TV ratings were amazing last year. Obviously, they were basically all sellouts.
They just won't want to talk to you about it.
But it's probably because we're all going to be in agreement. They're really good. And the question is, are they good enough? Can they win?
You're going to get tired of asking that question every day.
Can they win in the postseason? But as far as having a blast watching a team, the Cavs are almost a guarantee. And it's been that way for so long now that I do think I don't think it gets old because winning never gets old, but it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun watching, the entertainment value of every time you go out there, being able to impose your will on a lot of these teams, which they will be able to do because they're going to be better than just about 90% of the teams, maybe even higher, maybe 95% of the teams they go up against. And I never want to take that for granted because I feel like during the LeBron run, it kind of was taken for granted because they were so good. Especially that 2017 team was so good. That's an all-time Cavs team. Might have been better than the 2016 team that won the championship.
Ooh,
it just so happened you went up against maybe the best team ever in the history of the sport, which was the 2017 Golden State Warriors. So I never want us to take that for granted because it's not always going to be like this. Like, more likely, it's going to be the other way. More likely, outside of this run, the rest of the Cavs teams, the rest of our lives will probably be worse than this run that we are undergoing right now. So I want to make sure to put that in the proper perspective. So no, I'm not going to take your lead and go into the season with this negative tinge.
I'm not trying to go into the season negative. I'm not trying to be a fuddy-duddy about it.
Does this seem positive
for Ken? All I did was tell you what's going to happen.
Owen, does it seem like Ken's setting me up
for a positive thing?
Is Ken setting me up for positivity or negativity?
I believe in this particular instance, he is setting you up for negativity, okay. But...
am I wrong?
He is not wrong.
Thank you. You will get mad because people aren't calling in to talk about these amazing Cavs, and then you are going to play the card that you always play and call the... well, you don't always play it, but you will play the card that we're not a real sports city and we'll have a great big fight.
My problem, Anthony, as being one of these outside guys, right... You tell me they're going... in fact, you might have promised me it's going to be fun this year with the Cavs, right?
Yes.
Every game's going to be fun?
Man, I think they'll have a higher percentage of fun than almost every team.
Because last year was pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
And even when they were winning, halfway through the season, I was ready to just move on to the playoffs.
Well, you didn't want injuries.
Right. I've seen it. I knew who they were.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the NBA season being long.
So yep. I don't know that you can say, I think that's why people aren't in past, especially mid-February, let's just get to the end of March, because I have no need for the rest of it.
I was going to tell a story about a Mercury Topaz. I'd rather hear you tell the story about delivering pizzas. Do you really want to hear the story about the Mercury Topaz?
Absolutely, I do.
It's about a paranoid schizophrenic woman.
Go ahead. I've dealt with many.
So when I was a men kid, and women. This is, guys, you got to remember, this is the 90s, early 2000s. We didn't know what we know about mental health these days now. And plus, I'm not 13 like I was then. So this is a 39-year-old, more matured Ken talking to everybody, not like it was back then. We had a woman named Shirley who lived across the street, and she was a paranoid schizophrenic. And she would see things that weren't there and talk to it. And again, when you're 13, 14 years old, you're a local idiot, and I was a local idiot. And she would... her husband was a hunter. I mean, she would get guns and show the guns to kids in the neighborhood. And I mean, not like, hey, come over here and look at this gun. Like, I'm holding this gun. You better get away from my house. And because we were knuckleheads, we just did more things to antagonize this woman. And there's a story I'll never forget. Why did the Mercury Topaz get brought up in the first place?
So I brought it up as a vehicle. I don't know why.
What was the origin of the Mercury Topaz?
We were talking about miles.
Like him driving around in a Mercury Topaz instead of a Ferrari or a Porsche?
Yeah.
Is that where it came from?
We were in the miles conversation when it was brought up.
Well, Shirley had a Mercury Topaz. Now, her husband took very meticulous care.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He was a retired cop, and then he became a security guard afterwards, a part-time security guard. And he took meticulous care of the home. And they had this white gravel driveway. I mean, it was white dust in the driveway. And he would go on his hands and knees, and I think it was to stay away from his wife. And he would get one of those spades, those little shovels, and flick the rocks back into the driveway that had been displaced from the driveway from them driving up and down their driveway. I mean, he was this serious.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. He
tedium.
Loved it. It was tedious. They had AstroTurf from the front steps to run up the front walk to the porch.
There probably more injuries then too.
And they would get I called it the vet. I called it the vet there. And they would replace that though every year. They would replace that AstroTurf, and that was kind of a nice little touch of it. It was a nice house, and he was very good with the thing, the whole deal. Well, the one day, she had had enough, and this is during the days of TRL and everything like that. And my buddies were over, and they were messing with her and standing outside, because all you had to do was stand out there, and it would get her going, and she'd start yelling at you and saying she was going to kill you and all this other stuff. And again, we're 14, 15 years old. We loved it. We're playing football on the street, throwing the football, playing football for the sole reason of her getting upset and coming out and you know, calling us words that I can't even say on the podcast, talking about sucking appendages and things like that. And she came out, yelled at us, and my buddy started mooning her. And that sent her into a rage. And then my other buddy
went up
there.
She didn't have a great sense of humor about it.
No. And then my other buddy went up there and started knocking on her door. And that really sent her into a rage. And she got in her car, like Cruella de Vil, gets in the car, this Mercury Topaz, they used to park it at the end of the driveway. She gets in the car, guns it in reverse down the driveway, pulls out, windows are down. Windows are down. Goes and starts trying to hit people with the car. On God. Drives all the way down to the end of the road. This is on Ingle Avenue in Perry Township. Drives all the way down to the end of the road, does a U-ey, comes back. Lima, if I'm lying, I'm dying. She had to be going 60, trying to hit people. Did it again. Came back, slowed down. Now, across the street, there were two brick houses. She was catty-corner, but there were two brick houses. They had a shared driveway. This is a small neighborhood, small houses. They had a shared driveway. My buddy still mooning her, okay? He throws his pants back up.
He's not getting cold.
It's spring. Was it fall or spring? I want to say it was fall.
Could have been summer.
It was
winter.
After football season. I remember that. So it had to be fall. Because we were home, we would have been at football practice. It was like ninth grade football practice. and he's there's two garages at the end there. He's mooning her. She turns left and goes up the driveway and goes to hit him. She hits the brakes. I can't believe she didn't go through the through the garage door.
Jeez.
Hits the brakes, slides. My buddy slips and falls, and she's about to run over him, and somehow he picks the legs up, Lima. I'm not kidding you. He picks his legs up. His legs are right by the tire, front tire. He rolls off, runs off. My other buddy is standing down there with a football. She throws it in reverse, comes back down. My buddy, point-blank range from me to you, beans this woman with a football as hard as he can.
Where?
Right in the face.
Ooh.
Right in the face. She keeps the football is in the car. The football is gone. We have lost the football. She's keeping
You've sacrificed it
she
to the
drives
gods.
Back up. She drives
the
back
schizophrenic
up.
Schizophrenic gods.
This is where things get crazy. She comes down the street. She comes down the driveway. She's screaming. My buddies are going nuts.
Did you approximate her age?
She's 70 at the time.
Oh, jeez.
I told you she was the first one I ever saw naked.
Very spry.
I told you. This was not the first time I saw her naked, though. She comes down. She yells things again I can't say on the radio. She was saying something like, do you want to do bleep, bleep, bleep to me, yelling, and proceeds to take her pants off. And is just yelling at us out there in the driveway.
This is all part of the episode.
I sat on my porch the entire time in utter disbelief. I swear to God, I did not do anything.
Did you look?
Yes. How could you not? I always told you, for a 70-year-old woman, she was in good shape. She was in really good shape.
Was there a response?
The makeup was a little 50s rough.
Yeah.
When she took her pants off.
And issued the challenge?
And issued the challenge, that's when we were going, boy, this has really gotten out of hand here. Wasn't when my buddy almost got hit with the car.
No, or she got beaned in the face with a football.
Or when she got beaned with the face with a football. When she was naked, that's when this has really got out of hand here. And she drove around in a red Mercury Topaz. That was the car that she had, and that's why I remember the Mercury Topaz so well. The car was in good condition.
Were there any episodes after that with this woman?
Plenty. Or, she got arrested.
Oh, I was hoping that this was your, let bygones be bygones.
I had two other buddies.
The armistice.
No, I had two other buddies. I'll tell you what, actually. So there were several instances throughout the year. We would get home. She would call the house. Let it ring on one thing. She would call the house. She would call the house and just breathe into the phone. She would call the house.
Oh, and are you turned on?
Of course.
She would call my mother every word in the book, my dad every word in the book. And then later on,
what would they be saying throughout all of this?
They would we got used to it after a while. We got used to it.
Because your parents weren't like, Kenny, what did you guys do this time?
Oh, my mom would get agitated every now and then. And it's going, you got that woman riled up. What are you doing? Because she thought someone was going to get hurt. She knew he had guns over there. And she became a big Tony Stewart fan and would fire off the gun if Tony Stewart won a race. I swear to God. I swear to God in heaven.
I cannot get the image out of this lady.
She thought planes.
Watching NASCAR.
She thought planes were overhead spying on her. She
was firing off a gun for NASCAR races?
Yeah, or? NASCAR races. She had a pistol.
So what'd she do for the dirt tracks?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But he won a race, and she would go out there, and she would fire off a pistol. I swear to God. A revolver, if you will. So one day, as we got older, we got cars, we got driver's licenses, and the tales of whimsy. Again, I'm an idiot kid. The stories would go out. And I don't condone any of this behavior, but I'm telling you guys about my childhood. And two kids who I knew, I'm not going to say their names, two kids who I knew, they were knuckleheads. I remember Jackass was a big thing. They used to make make videos called A-holes, except that's what they called themselves. And like they would do stunts like that. And they would always go over and try to mess with her in the driveway. One day, she said, I wouldn't even be home, Tone, and they would drive over there. They'd drive over there, having fun with each other. And the one day, I'll never forget, my buddy is taking me home, my other buddy's taking me home, and at the end of the street, there are six cop cars, and a van and everything, and police lights are on, and it's my buddy's car at the end of the driveway, and they are on the ground, hands over their, like on their knees, hands over their heads.
So finally this escalated to the point where the authorities had to intervene.
She told them, she told the police that these guys had guns.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Again, because she has a history, I mean, she had been let out of there in cuffs before, because it was very shortly afterwards that she had pointed a gun at the neighbor. This is in the same day the cops came and arrested her.
It's a very busy
for pointing the gun at the neighbor. They didn't even, weirdly enough, they didn't charge my buddies with harassment, anything like that. They probably should have. They didn't charge it. They let them go.
She made it up about the weapons.
She made it up about the weapons, but they were, they're still outside of her house messing with her. So, I mean, yeah. At some point you reach the age where, hey, this is harassment. I mean, when you're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, you're just an idiot and someone's going to slap you around for it. But they would do it. And every now and then there'd be, like, I just got used to it. It became part of everyday life. So she would come out and she'd stare. She would do this thing where she'd come out on her front porch and she would point at the houses and say things like they were threats. Like they were threats. And one day she did it with another kid who was walking down the street. And I'm sitting there on the porch and the mom comes walking over there, banging on the door as hard as she could. Like, you're not going to yell at my kid like that. This is like a little kid at the time who lived down the road. I didn't know who he was. I mean, she was letting her have it. I mean, I got stories for days about this. When it all changes, when her husband died, because I told you my dad is the one who went over there, because she's like, I can't believe he's effing dead. Because she was like looking at my dad, she says, I can't believe he's effing dead. Yeah, he, not she. She's looking at my dad, and my dad's like, hello? And she's just standing in the driveway. Like, she doesn't know what to say to my dad. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I can't believe he's effing dead. And she goes, who's dead? And he goes, is Jim okay? Her husband's name was Jim. She goes, Jim okay? He goes, is Jim okay? And she goes, I can't believe he's effing dead. And he's like, do we got to go check on Jim? And she's like, he's in the bedroom. And that's when my dad went in, and there was Jim, and he had passed away. Natural causes.
Okay, good.
Natural causes, yeah, sorry.
Just making sure there was nothing else.
And that's what kind of changed everything, because then she was like alone, and she really seemed to calm down after that.
Do you guys feel bad?
Yeah.
Down the road?
I feel bad about it now.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it now, because we know so much more. My mom worked at a crisis center, and again, my mom was not all
there.
Yeah,
as a kid, you're not. Most kids are not like we were. I mean, there are good kids, but...
No,
most
I was
kids,
an idiot.
Most kids were up to hijinks. They're not going to have an understanding or empathy for something like that.
I was an idiot. Some would call me a bad kid. And my mom, again, my mom worked at the crisis center. My mom was not all there when she died. And I've been on the record about that. So I feel bad. And we all kind of felt bad then, because it's like, well, she lost her husband, who was basically her caretaker. And then as time went on, she kind of went downhill, and then she was moved into a hospice center and then passed away.
But when you're telling this story, all I keep thinking about now, and I never would have thought about this before,
Mercury
is,
Topaz.
We call it a badass Topaz. When all I think about now is, how am I going to make sure that my son isn't a knucklehead like this? Because I was the same way. I was I told you the story in my aunt's street, having a knife pulled on me by this woman's son who was older.
Yeah.
These things happen when you have too much time on your hands. And I had all day at my grandmother's house, and all we did was ride bikes. And we rode bikes.
They don't ride bikes anymore. They just harass each other on the internet now.
Right. Well, that could be even worse, though.
We had to have a talk with kids about a group text.
Yeah, geez.
That they were ripping on each other and was shown to one of the coaches.
But see, that's what I mean. How it seems like there's no deterrence for this. Like, the kids are just going to be knuckleheads if they're going to be knuckleheads, and they're going to chase that, because that's what we chase. We knew it was wrong. I knew the meaning of right and wrong. I knew the difference. I chose to be a knucklehead. It made us laugh.
Well,
and there were so many hours in the day, and we had to occupy those hours. And so what did we do? We did things like knocking on people's doors and running, and then it would escalate, and then there would be pranks, and there would be M80s, and there would be this, and there would be that.
Oh, get blowing up mailboxes and all that stuff, which is a federal offense.
That happened all over our town. All over.
But you would also remember, like, I had extracurriculars. Like, I played football, and I
kept you up the
streets. Like, all the other things. But I still, we asked off. you get bored. When kids get bored, they ass off. And again, we weren't.
So never let them get bored.
Yeah, but then you overstimulate them, and then they can never, like, they can't just sit there because they have to have something in their hand. They have to be doing something. I didn't mean to be turning this into a children's tale, but yeah, I remember, man. I remember that Mercury Topaz nearly killed my buddy. I got stories about a Mercury Sable for another day as well. Dead serious. My buddy used to pick me up for school, and then they hotbox the thing, and I never smoked dope, but with them, because I got my dope smoking out of the way when I was younger than that. And my buddy would pick me up and take me to school, and then everybody thought I was hotboxing with him. And I did get a contact high. So, not that I condone such practices now, but that's the way it is.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.